to her.
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, I can wait for the Arizona.
Where am I supposed to be?
You were here.
Next to you?
Yeah. I separated the vocals this time and kind of spread it
separation
out.
Separation anxiety. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never played without setting my head before.
Man, how are you made it?
I don't know.
I thought it might.
How am I going to look on your music if you're sitting way over there?
Maybe he made a little mistake in her.
Now, Patrick, you're supposed to make them behave, not make them misbehave. Are we waiting on him?
Maybe moments of your
okay.
So we just kind of do what you got to do.
Okay. Welcome to Wednesday night worship. From this point on, I do not want to see anybody on their cell phones. Put them up now. Worship is starting. Okay, let's stand and sing. We're going to sing Children of the Living God.
Children of the living God, come and sing, sing out loud. Children of the living God, sing to the living God. Sing of the wonders He has made, bird in flight, fall in rain. Sing of the wonders He has made, sing to the living God. How He loves us with great love, He who sits enthroned above. For our lives He filled His heart, send His Spirit like a flood. Children of the living God, sing to the living God. Sing of His gentle healing hand, how they found the lowliest man. Sing of His gentle healing hand, sing to the living God. Sing of the mercy that He gives, though we sin, He forgives. Sing of the mercy that He gives, sing to the living God. How He loves us with great love, He who sits enthroned above. For our light to fill His birth, His Spirit like a flood. Children of the living God, sing to the living God. Sing for the morning when He comes, in the clouds, glorious sun. Sing for the morning when He comes, sing to the living God. He who sits in how He loves us with great love, He who sits enthroned above. For our world is but let His Spirit light and flood. Children of the living God, sing to the living God. Children of the living God, sing to the living God.
You may be seated. Do you have any praise reports or prayer requests?
Big praise. Jetta's baby is here.
Yes.
And doing well, and mommy's doing well. It's a huge praise.
How's sister doing?
Sister Amelia?
Yeah.
She seems good. I don't think she's running around here tonight.
Okay, who else had their hand up? Laura? I mean, Lisa. Okay. Miss Jennifer. Emily. Kathy Green in your prayer. She had started her second round of chemo yesterday. Her birthday was this past Saturday, and she started losing her hair Saturday. So she's sitting in Cracker Barrel, and she kept looking down. There was hair, and she knew it was hers. She went to the bathroom and did like this, and it came out in clumps. So she had it shaved down yesterday, so about this long all over. And she had a Middle Eastern woman in the mall Saturday show her how to do a turban. So she's keeping a good attitude, but just keep her and the family in prayers. Her daughter, Becca, is just angry at the whole, everything that's happened to them in the last 2 years. So just really lift Becca up in your prayers. Jennifer? Anybody else? Melanie? That's how a hand raised over here again. Morgan?
Okay. Jerry? Andrea Rosario, R-O-S-A-R-O, just had a baby Saturday, and she,
Anyone else? Jennifer?
All the graders are going to Kentucky tomorrow morning for a safe journey there and back to the cabin.
What school is that?
No,
okay. Anyone else? Okay, let's bow our heads as we go to the Lord in prayer. Dearest God, our Heavenly Father above, we come before you tonight, bowing before you in awe of your mightiness and your mercy and your love and your forgiveness, your grace. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are. We thank you that you loved us so much that you sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins and then raised him again from the dead to live with you in heaven. Thank you. Lord, forgive us of our sins. Cleanse our hearts, our minds, our thoughts. Convict us of the things we do that offend you. Thank you for your forgiveness. Lord, we lift up tonight prayer requests for each of the people that I named tonight. Lord, you know their needs better than we. We pray for healing, for safe travel, for comfort. But Lord, we pray most of all for your will to be done in their lives. Lord, we pray for and give you praise and glory for Savetta and her new baby and their health. We pray for the Yatsky family as they welcome this new child into their life. We pray for John Rippey and his family and the death of his grandmother. We pray for Howard Copeland as he fights cancer. Jane Lauer and her mom from injuries in a car accident. The Charlton Kratz family as they still deal with the loss of their son. Kathy Green and her family, especially Rebecca Lord, as Kathy fights cancer. Sandy Treese and her fighting cancer. Liliette and her stroke. Marilyn Willis and the death of her dad. Andrea Rosario from complications with the birth of her child. Leonard Bowers, who's fighting blood clots. Patsy Naren Lord, as she's fighting cancer also. We pray for her and her family. We pray for safe travel for the Knoxville Elementary third graders tomorrow. Lord, tonight, may the songs that we sing and the words that we speak and the actions that we have in this sanctuary be glorifying to you. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Okay, let's all stand and sing You Shine.
Why should I fear man when you made the heaven? Why should I be afraid when you put the stars in place? Why should I lose heart when I know how great you are? Why should I give up? Plans are full of love. In this world we will have trouble, but you have overcome the world. You shine brighter than the brightest star. Your love is purer than the purest. made the heavens. Why should I be afraid when you put the stars in play? Why should I lose heart when I know how great you are? Why should I give up when your plans are full of love? In this world we will have trouble, but you have overcome the world. You shine brighter than the brightest star. Your love is purer than the purest heart. You
thirsty.
Please. Alone are worthy.
Is our last Wednesday night worship until school starts again. And next Wednesday night we're having a very special speaker, Brittany Leadham, who we've been praying for. She was a teenager that was in a car accident back in November, like on Thanksgiving, wasn't it? And she was severely injured in a car accident, and they didn't think that she was ever going to be walking again. And she is walking, and she's going to come next Wednesday night and share her witness with us. So it's going to be a really, really special Wednesday night, so I encourage everybody to be here. Teenagers, that's you, Jesse. I know that, but just listen. That's what I'm trying to get you to close your mouth and listen. But next Wednesday night is when you need to invite your friends, okay? Because it's going to be, I feel like it's going to be a very, very powerful witness, and as many of the teenagers can hear it, should. So, Nikki, if you want to come on up.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, please be with all of us tonight. Thank you so much for all the safe travels just to be able to come here, Lord. Thank you so much for the meal. And just please, Lord, just be with me as I preach. And I pray that whatever I say, at least one person, it will make a difference. In your name we pray. Amen. I didn't really know what I wanted to preach about. I had an idea, but it was kind of like a last-minute thing. But to me, it's kind of something that I've had like a hard time with here lately. So I think for me, that's all kind of like a lesson for me to learn. Tonight, I'm going to preach about love. And I want to open with 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8. It reads, "Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs, love does not delight evil, but rejoices with the truth, it will always protect, always trust, always hopes, always perseveres, love never fails." To me, one of the most powerful things that you can have in your life is love. I think, like, sorry, I'm kind of scattered, trying to get together still. Your loving God is, like, the most powerful thing that you can have. Your faith and your love. if you honestly, truly do love God, you have to have faith. So it's kind of like a joint thing. Like when I say that you can't love God, I mean like you can't love God without faith and stuff. But you, hold on, like, okay. To love God, to us, it means to come to church, to pray, to preach, to sing, to play music, read your Bible, things Christians do. But our love is nothing compared to God's love. And that's kind of the main point of tonight, but also your earthly love for earthly people. One of my favorite scriptures, even though I'm really bad with like actual remembering the Bible verse, my favorite one is true love casts out all fear. And that's always kind of stuck with me, because we are supposed to fear the Lord, and we are supposed to, you know, kind of be afraid that, you know, He's God, He has control over everything in our lives, and that He has power over us. But yet, He's our tender God that gives us everything. So you kind of have to look at it in both ways. That we're supposed to be fearful of Him, we're supposed to be a loving God. That's also like our love versus His love. We may think that we love someone, and I'm not saying that you don't, but you may think that you like love your parents, or that your parents, that you love your kids, you love your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, but it's still nothing compared to God's love. And I've done a few sermons on this, about the whole love thing. I've preached one about, like, look at the people around you. You never know, like, when they're going to be gone, so tell them that you love them. But for, like, parents, you love your kids with all your heart, but would you be able to put your kid on a cross for everybody's sin? God did, because He loved us, and because He knew that we needed redemption, and that He knew that we weren't going to be perfect. And even though we messed up, He still loves us anyways, no matter what, all the same. Every sin that we do that doesn't like bump us down a meter, it's all the same, it's all equal. We're all equal in God's eyes. About earthly love. It's true that you never really know when someone is going to be gone. And, like, you hear people all the time say, like, don't go to bed with, like, anger on your heart or a conflict, because you could wake up the next morning and they be gone, or they wake up the next morning and you're gone. And, like, for Kelly Spice, I've said this before, she's told before that she got to a fight with her dad, like, in the morning, and she got a phone call a couple hours later saying that he had passed. It's something that you constantly want to remind people that you love them. For me, it's kind of hard to show it or say it, but there's, like, the simplest way that you can show that you love someone. Like, through a smile, just by doing something polite, teenagers cleaning the house, you know. It's, you know, some people, they get clammy trying to tell someone they love them, and even to, like, the closest people, like, your parents or something, if you can, like, for me, I get choked up, but some people think it's not cool or whatever, or you just, you just take it for granted, I guess, sometimes. And you just think, you know, my parents know I love them. I don't have single parents. You know, they know it. But they do want to hear it. They want to hear it. And, you know, even if you say, you know that I love you, it's hard for me to show it, but I do. But back to what I was saying, you know, you just have to tell people that you love them and show it. You know, with all of your strength. God is going to give you your strength. It says in the Bible, once again, I'm not good with scripture, but I know it says that through Christ, you can do all things through strength. And God gives us everything, so I know it's a talent, kind of this thing. It comes from God. But use your strength to love God. It's like, you can't say you're a Christian and you love God, but you don't show it. So once again, you show your love. One of the things in my past sermon, it was talking about, I was at a funeral with my grandma, and I was looking around me, and there's a lot of elderly people, and it was kind of a bad thought, but it's kind of like a trivial thing, like, you know, who's going to be next? You know, you're elderly, you're kind of getting up in age, you know, life happens, and it just made me, like, you know, think, you know, one day, that's going to be my grandma. That's another important reason, just to show your love. And to me, I can firmly believe that you don't have to like someone, but you still love them. You're supposed to love all people. You know, I mean, you can still love someone and not have a talkative relationship with them, you know what I'm saying? Not interact with them. You can still love them. You can still, like, pray for them and stuff like that. But, like, here recently, like, my mom, like, one of the hardest things to do is tell my mom that I love her. And, like, I'm kind of ashamed of it, but it's hard. And sometimes I feel, like, almost embarrassed. I don't know why. But, like, I talked to Morgan about it, and, like, she's like, you know, just tell your mom that you love her. And, you know, usually I would, like, I remember, like, before all this stuff happened, I would give my mom, like, a kiss and be like, I love you. So now it's, like, just kind of the point where I can't really give her kisses, like, on the cheek or something anymore. So altogether, I just quit telling her, like, I love her. But recently, like, I've tried to, like, you know, tell her, like, before I go off somewhere, like, bye, mom, I love you. And, like, I've noticed that she's starting to kind of pick up on it. Like, she'll start to tell it to me, too. And it just kind of showed me, like, you know, letting people know that you love them, they hear it, and they recognize it, and they really do want to hear it, because you never really do know when they're going to be gone. So you should always tell people that you love them. And you should always, back to God, since he is the main point tonight, show God that you love him. God gave me so much in life. God gave you life. Yes, your mother and your dad helped along with the process, but God ultimately created you. But God gives you, like, all your essential needs, and I mean, God gives us food, water, education, loving, a home, a nice little bed. But he gives you all your little material possessions that even though he says bad, he still gifts us with them. You know, your car, your cell phone, your iPod. God gives us so much. And he gave us his son on the cross. How can you not just simply show God that you love him? There's endless ways that you can show God that you love him. And, I mean, even from the simplest thing. Like when you come to worship, you know, just put your heart into it, mean it with everything that you've got. Whenever you go home, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, when you're not at church, you still remember God, still love him with your all, you know. Don't just make it be like a daily prayer, like, you know, thanks for my food today, for another day, you know. You can talk to him another day, you know. You can tell God you love him. I'm sure he wants to hear it too. You know, he's God. But just ultimately, I guess the point of my message is just how powerful love is. Your love for God. Like, say you're out, even though sometimes people may feel embarrassed to show their religion or their spirituality or their faith in public, because you never know what some people may say or something. But even still, by showing your faith, that can ultimately affect someone else. That can bring somebody else to Christianity. You know, that's how powerful your love is. And you should just always just remind people, even though you may not like them, that you love them. And just always remind people around you, because you never know when they're going to be gone. And that's all I have.
We can end it like we did last time. Do you remember how we ended it last time? All right. Probably should have done it that way the first time. We'll let you start, all right? So we get going. Ready? Children of the living God, come and sing, sing out loud. Children of the living God, sing to the living God. Sing of the wonders He has made, bird in sight, fall in rain. Sing of the wonders He has made, sing to the living God. How He loves us with great love, He who sits enthroned above, for our lives He filled His blood, sent His Spirit like a flood. Children of the living God, sing to the living God. Sing of His gentle healing hands, how they found holy hand, sing of the gentle healing hand, sing to the living God. Sing of the mercy that He gives, though we sin, He forgives. Sing of the mercy that He gives, sing to the living God. How He loves us with great love, He who sits enthroned above, for our lives He filled His blood, sent His Spirit like His blood. Children of the living God, sing to the living God. Sing for the morning when He comes in the cloud, glorious sun, sing for the morning when He comes, sing to the living God. He who sings us with great love, He who sits enthroned above, for our lives He filled His blood, sent His Spirit like His blood. Children of the living God, sing to the living God. Children of the living God, sing to the living God.
First of all, thank you, Nikki. That was beautiful. CBS is coming real quick. Crocodile Dive.
$20 per child to care, and see me a little bit about that. And staff meeting is not this Sunday, but the next Sunday on the 24th after second service at noon. So we'll have one on the 24th and the 31st. Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you. Go in peace.
There's hardly a day.